UK, devastated Muslim demands compensation after being served diabolical sausage McMuffin. By Jack Montgomery on January 4, 2020. A devastated Muslim man is demanding an apology and compensation after McDonald's served him a diabolical sausage McMuffin in Birmingham, England. 49-year-old Fida Hussain told Mail Online he purchases a breakfast of one egg McMuffin, hash browns, and coffee from a McDonald's drive-thru on Coventry Road, Small Heath, every morning, but on December 17 his daily routine took a diabolical turn. I trusted them. I was watching Judge Judy and bit into the McMuffin and knew instantly when I tasted it that it was meat, he said of the fateful bite. I am a practicing Muslim with a nice, long beard and proud of it, so they knew, insisted Mr. Hussain, who Mail Online described as a former self-employed courier and father of four. I would like an apology and financial compensation. I'm devastated. It's put me off McDonald's and I'm mortified, he added. It's diabolical for a professional retailer that's worldwide. Hussain said he returned the offending breakfast bun the same day and was given an egg and cheese McMuffin replacement meal free of charge, but that neither this nor an offer of meal vouchers were enough to appease him. I've kept myself away from pork all my life. McDonald's is a big name, it's a huge retailer. They shouldn't make mistakes like this, he insisted. We have a number of measures in place to avoid inaccurate orders and would like to apologize to the customer that we did not meet these standards on this occasion, commented a spokeswoman for the fast food chain. We recognize it is unacceptable to serve meat when a vegetarian product has been ordered. As soon as it was brought to the attention of the restaurant, the customer was apologized to and offered a replacement order, she explained. We understand the customer is currently in contact with our customer services team to help find a resolution. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.